It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Welcome to Friday Junior. It's what we call Thursdays around here. Love talking about the weekend. Speaking of that, by the way, about this time, 24 hours from right now, we will be knee-deep into our Friday football picks, including Jen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
She'll get her picks in, don't you worry, while she's recovering.
Even more, as Jen recovers more and more, it's just an even better guarantee that we will get her picks every week. There was, you know, a couple dicey weeks there, like when she was literally about to have quadruple bypass. We weren't sure if she was going to be able to do her picks. No, we got them. And then during her coming out of, you know, being under painkillers and IV, we still got her picks. Now she's home and there's no excuses. So we will have Jen's picks. Better
Absolutely.
Believe it.
it must go on.
That's right. And now she can't use the excuse. The storm is over, so she can't use the storm as an excuse. The minis are fine. So, yes, we will have Jen's picks tomorrow along with ours.
So you weren't really going to help clean up the barn and put the minis in the barn. It was just basically in your intro, your angle to say, hey, I hope everything's all right. Give me your picks.
Oh, absolutely.
I got to get this sheet done.
Yes. Absolutely. the football picks come first. That's right.
All right. So that's happening tomorrow. Speaking of the NFL, though, I'm surprised you as sports director did not have this story yet.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't think so before. I swear to God, I really didn't. I think Dan Snyder is going to lose the Washington Commanders team. I think it's going to happen. I think they're that serious about taking his team away from the guy.
Yeah, you got me scooped on this. I didn't know this was happening today, but I'm with you. I think it's, I don't know, it's going to happen soon.
And it's been building. So here's the update. A major update is just hours away on the Washington Commanders. Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General. You never want to have them in your business.
No.
The Attorney General plans to speak at 1 p.m. His office didn't say why. They've been investigating allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct since last fall. This comes a week after the team's owners hired a bank, sparking talk of a possible sale. And maybe they're going to be forced to sell now. I don't know. We've seen it win leagues before. Donald Sterling with the LA Clippers. Remember that?
Yeah, they just kicked him out.
We're taking your team away.
Yeah.
Commander spokesperson says they've been fully cooperating with the investigation. This is what didn't help them at all. Did you see the statement the team released yesterday? I didn't find it as offensive as many people were horrified by it, but it was a strong pushback. They've walked this back since. A spokesperson from the Commanders released this statement yesterday. You ready?
Sure.
This is what they're saying. This is them, and I'm quoting their statement. Less than 3 months ago, a 23-year-old player in our team was shot multiple times in broad daylight.
Yeah, Brian Robinson.
Yeah, remember that? Thank God he's doing okay.
He is. He's playing, actually.
Statement went on to say, despite the out-of-control violent crime in D.C.,
wow.
Today the Washington Commanders learned for the first time on Twitter that the D.C. Attorney General will be holding a press conference to make a major announcement related to the organization tomorrow.
Wow. So that's kind of like a little veiled shot there, right? You're coming after us when all this crime is going on? That's how I read into it.
Now, I don't fault them for pointing out the fact that what's your priority here? D.C.'s a nightmare.
True.
But, little much, they are getting blasted for this statement, by the way.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I understand why they'd be getting blasted because it's, you know, saying, don't look over here and maybe the wrong that we've done.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're using the crime and the violence in D.C. as an excuse to say, just ignore us, what we're doing here. Now, it shouldn't be ignored if you have troubles of your own, if you're doing the wrong things,
right.
Especially, you know, sexual abuse or sexual harassment, then, yeah, you deserve to go down. But I also understand what he's saying about the crime and the violence in D.C. And, you know, they're saying, well, priorities here, people.
I got to tell you, I kind of understand that. Now, was it related to this? It are totally unrelated incidents, but what I think what the statement was trying to say was, you're looking at us for this stuff? Clean up your city first.
Right, right.
And to that end, I kind of agree with it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what he's getting at there. And he's not wrong when he says that, but also he's trying to deflect attention away from his own transgressions, allegedly. Mm. You know, things that he allowed in his organization or, you know, any type of anything alleged, you know, against him. There's never been anything directly alleged against Daniel Snyder. But a lot of fans hate him anyway. They think he's a terrible owner. He is a terrible, terrible owner. But you can't kick somebody out based off of that opinion.
They want him out, though. And here's the thing that helps the league. This is coming for the D.C. Attorney General. This is truly one of those things where Goodell can say, We got no choice. This is just, you know.
And that's what I see.
Set up our hands.
Goodell is not the kind of guy to draw any type of confrontation out. He doesn't want to mess, especially with any type of attorney general or federal investigations.
Right.
So it might just come down to the fact where Goodell's like, yeah, man, like, you got to go. I mean, if this is what it's coming down to, I'm not dealing with this.
Like, if there's charges or if there's anything else, they want him out. They want him gone. I probably, a lot of the fan base wants him gone, too.
They do.
They've not been good.
No.
For how long have they not been good? Decades.
It's been a while.
They had the playoffs a couple of years ago, though.
Yeah, they've been in the playoffs here and there. I mean, Ron Rivera is their head coach, and I think he's a good coach. So they have, you know, I think good leadership there on the coaching end. But Daniel Snyder always seems to be the you know, common denominator when it comes to the Washington football team, the Commanders, not being very good, not being competitive. So I know a lot of the fans hate him and want him out.
Oh, absolutely. So they're probably rooting for this to sell the team.
And meanwhile,
if they hired a bank and a investment attorneys to do this stuff, they probably are anyway.
Well, let me ask you this. Can they just kick him out, or do they say sell the team and get your profit and go right off into the sunset? Because they're talking about Daniel Snyder wants this team for $7 billion. Which is even more than the Broncos just sold for. I think the Broncos sold for over $5 billion.
I think he owns the stadium. It's in D.C. I mean, they're not in Landover anymore, are they?
No.
Where's the new one? I don't know where it is.
I want to say Arlington.
It might be.
In that area?
But a very valuable land. He's got that. The brand name, even though they had to change the name. I don't know. Somebody's going to pay it. I think it's going to be Jeff Bezos. He wants an NFL team.
That's the guy. He's waiting in the wings.
He's already, and they've already set it up. He's the guy that's got, tonight, he'll have another Amazon game on TV. He's got that. They say that Amazon Prime is the leader in the clubhouse to get the Sunday ticket for next year.
Right.
I can see it happening.
Me too.
He's one of their preferred guys now. He's in the clubhouse. And getting the Amazon Prime contract to air Thursday night games is as iffy as they've been. That was the lead. That was the way to get him in.
Obviously, he's involved with the NFL. He's friends with a lot of those guys. They've been saying, hey, you should buy a team. They've been telling him that for years.
Right.
Here's the opportunity. I think Jeff Bezos might be the owner of the Washington Commanders before the season's over.
Absolutely. I could see it happening.
He's probably
ready to go.
You know, maybe not everything signed. It takes a while for those deals to go through, but announce that he's going to be the owner.
And he changes the name to the Washington Amazon Primes. The Amazon Prime days.
Not the Washington Primes.
No.
The Washington Amazon Primes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Prime days.
Absolutely. He already owns the Washington Post.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he already has his own propaganda rag there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, might as well get another thing in Washington, I suppose.
I guess.
It's a big deal, though, in sports and in football to see something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is a precedent, though. They can take teams away from people. They could just make it so difficult on them that they're forced to sell. Something will happen. I'm curious to see what this attorney general is going to say today at 1. It's not good.
No.
They're not going to get out there and say, we found nothing.
That's right.
The Commanders are a clean, tip-top organization.
Usually when an attorney general comes on to have a press conference, it's not for the reason of saying, well, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't work that way.
In the meantime, coming up next, we got great news for the Dolphins.
We do?
No, not your Dolphins.
Oh.
Dolphins that washed ashore in Canada.
Canada?
Did you know Canada has dolphins in the fall?
First time I've heard about it.
They a whole town, a community got together and they kind of like shipped them off to sea again after they had washed up on the beach.
Oh my gosh.
I always wonder though, it's like maybe the dolphins are like, oh, I just wanted to die.
No.
Did you ever wonder when they try to push whales back? They're like, no.
Leave me alone.
But that's we're trying. That's our feel-good story coming up next. We've got that coming up. We've also got, what the heck is the delay with these other states? What does Carrie Lake, who could be the new governor of Arizona, say about it? Her explanation of what these votes are coming in Arizona is delaying the whole country. What they are. She had a great explanation of it.
What happens first? Daniel Snyder's kicked out from Washington or Carrie Lake finds out she's the governor?
Jeff Bezos is going to buy Arizona.
Oh, there you go.
That's what's going to happen.
Not the Arizona Cardinals.
No.
The state of Arizona.
Just around them.
Got it.
All right. We got that and a lot more. It's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
I look back at last night and we were down 15 points. Now we're down 2/10 of a point and it's going in our direction. And it's really odd that Maricopa County election officials, who are the most incompetent in the country, are dragging their feet in delivering what everybody wants to know, the 650,000 votes that they're hopefully going to start telling us about starting tomorrow.
That was Carrie Lake explaining it to Tucker. She also will play this in a little bit, an explanation of what these votes are coming in. That's why she's able to close the gap. By the way, the South Florida Morning Show, welcome to it. It's really important. It's not just about her becoming governor of Arizona, which is big enough. It's the Senate seat there. It's a lot more. Hey, there are other states. We haven't even decided the House yet.
I know. Places in California, Colorado,
God,
state of Washington. There's this still a couple of things in New York waiting
ridiculous.
To be called.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, actually, but a lot of New York has gone red. I'll tell you that.
That's the hopeful part. This is why it was, you know what, really overplayed about, sure, it wasn't a red tsunami or even a red wave or even a trickle, but it wasn't a loss for the Republicans. It really wasn't, because where they won and what they won, they may very well, when all the counting's done, hopefully, God, incorrect, still may be the House and the Senate that they win, because it's not just her in the gubernatorial race in Arizona. They think Blake Masters has a real shot because of these votes coming in. He's going to win the Senate race there.
That's what we're hoping. And then you won't have to depend on Georgia at all, because you're
already
at 49.
But don't want to depend on Georgia.
No,
that's the plan.
No. Ron Johnson was announced yesterday. He won in Wisconsin. So Republicans are sitting at 49 now. That 48-48 that was up there yesterday.
Right.
At the start of the morning show, it's now 49-48. So just you take Nevada, and you take Arizona, and then you have the majority. And then if Herschel Walker wins in the Georgia runoff,
great. Awesome.
That's just the cherry on top.
And
but
he should.
Don't depend on it.
The Republican, if the GOP doesn't put every last available dime. By the way, I was thinking about this last night, Diener. Remember we had Ronna McDaniel on like 5-6 months ago saying they record fundraising with the Republicans. They've broken all the put all of that money that you have left, even go into debt if you have to.
You got
to
do it.
For this runoff election of December 6th. I don't want to hear anything else. If they don't win this, they are absolutely lame.
You have to. Your advantage is still there. You still have a lot of energy going towards the Republican side. You know, again, it was a raw reaction yesterday saying that this red wave was a complete myth. But there's still, fact of the matter is, looking at it now, there's a lot of things that did flip red.
Oh, absolutely.
So the opportunity is there in Georgia to get this job done and get Herschel Walker across the finish line on December 6th. And don't screw it up. Don't screw it up, Republicans.
So why is she hopeful? It's the explanation of the votes that are coming in. It's a weird thing. It's considered an early vote, but you walk it up day of and you drop it off, and then they tabulate it there. It's these folks.
That were the Republican voters, the ones who showed up on game day to vote. They're the people who showed up on election day.
Right.
They're the people, 275,000 of them are people who brought their mail-in ballots to the polls on election day because they don't trust the mail and they don't trust the drop boxes. So guess who those voters are? They're our voters. And we're only down by a few thousand votes right now. When those votes come in, I think we're going to see a lot of liberal minds kind of blowing up.
They're very, very confident about that. And by the way, you may be thinking about Nevada with Adam Laxalt. They think it's pretty much done.
Yeah.
It's a slight lead, but they're almost done counting. So that's another Senate seat there, which is really important. We said it from the beginning. You're going to have to get both of those houses to stop the lunacy of the Bidens.
That's right.
To hope for gridlock.
Yes, exactly.
That's our gridlock is the goal.
I was thinking about that last night. It's so sad that gridlock is the goal. But that's the only way to at least stop the bleeding
right.
that we've been experiencing the past couple of months and to help us to limp toward 2024. Golly.
I know. It's a lot. I get it. It is what it is. But I think it's just preposterous that it even takes this long. Look back to, remember 2000 with Florida before we fixed our elections and the hanging chads and how outraged everybody was? There's no outrage anymore.
No, nothing at all. The only outrage
that was one state
from people who hate Florida now because it's a Republican stronghold now. But you think about all the things, and I think this is what Arizona is going to look like if Carrie Lake and Blake Masters win these seats,
right?
And which is why they're working so hard to have them not win. Is because I think Arizona's going to look a lot like Florida.
They're going to institute the exact same election process as we do here with verification. It's what's going to happen. 7.5 million votes we tabulated and certified. Night of election.
Night of. You're going to.
It was done.
You're talking about voter ID laws. You're talking about fraud. Different, fraud measures. I mean, remember, people are going to jail here.
Oh yeah.
For voter ID fraud and for voting fraud, stopping these massive drop-offs of ballots.
That has to stop.
Regulating mail-in.
Ballot harvesting. was just as prominent in this midterm election as it was in 2020.
It sure was.
That has to stop. It has to be a major function of cleaning up elections throughout the country.
Absolutely.
You have to. There's no other choice.
And we did it here. We did it in Florida, and I think that's what's going to happen in Arizona if they can both win. And that's why this one is so important, not only for control of, you know, to help in control of the House and the Senate and everything, but in order to put Arizona on the right track.
Oh,
Arizona's
absolutely.
A swing state.
It's so important for future elections.
Yes.
It just is. All right. How about some good news?
We can try.
This is your feel-good story of the day. This will make you feel better, Diener, because it's about the Dolphins.
Feel-good story of the day.
Tua's leading the race for most valuable player?
Nope.
No?
Tua, week 10, is washed up on the beach.
What happened?
It's not the Dolphins. It's Dolphins.
The real things.
But what amazes me here is that this could even happen in Canada this time of the year. You know how cold that water is right now?
I know. What are they doing up there?
16 dolphins got stranded on a beach in Nova Scotia last Friday.
Last Friday? 16? So, what's been happening since then?
That's cold.
Wow. But
people in the area heard about it on social media. They rushed in with shovels, tarps, and sleds, and they saved all 16 of them. One reports that over 100 people showed up, even high school students and kids were out there helping out the dolphins to help push it back into the sea. Well, they haven't come back since, so I guess it worked.
All right, that sounds nice. That's a good thing, right?
Here's Linda Grucock.
All right. That's her name.
That's literally her name.
We're reading her name. What is
seeing how everybody came together? It was truly amazing for these beautiful creatures who, you know, if it wasn't for everybody, it may not have ended so well for them. I believe I was in the right place at the right time.
Thank you, Linda. Bringing out all the Grucocks.
Thank God for you, Grucock.
It was good work. No, they did it. But don't you wonder, like, is this, there's got to be something wrong with this creature to wash up on the beach?
I know.
So they're putting them all back with the tarps. They're like, no.
I mean, hopefully.
I just want to die in peace.
Oh, no.
Damn you, Linda Grucock.
Oh, God. Hopefully they wanted to be saved.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of presented this as a feel-good story. Maybe it's a maybe some dolphin radio show somewhere under the sea in Atlantis is going, and the horrible incident where the mass migration of the peaceful death was interrupted by the Grucocks of Canada.
The Grucocks did it again. Damn them.
Well, technically a rescue, I guess. I don't know. Good for them.
Sounds like a good story. Well, we're going to call it good.
I still need to know why there's dolphins off the coast of Canada in November.
I do want to know that, too. Climate change, Bill.
Well, my God. We got hurricanes in November and Caribbean creatures off the coast.
Greta Thunberg was right.
The dolphins said, we shouldn't be here. All right, some more headlines coming up next. We've got some, believe it or not, I know you're sick of hearing this, but we've got Christmas stuff coming up next.
Hey.
The Queen of Christmas has a television date for her concert in Madison Square Garden, and they know what tree is going to be at Rockefeller Center.
Getting closer and closer every day.
They're cutting it down today. All right, if you don't like that, we can talk about midterms again.
We'll see.
It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Thanks for hanging out with us. You know this already, but all the hurricane watches and warnings and all that crap is done for us. Not crap. I know it was important, but it's just nice to have it out of the way.
Yes.
By the way, you know what this means? A nice weekend.
Sure does.
It's going to suck the moisture out of the air. We're going to have a dry, at least Sunday, Katya Hall was saying, from WPTV. Maybe even Saturday will be really nice. I don't know.
I think there's supposed to be some type of cold front as well.
Oh.
Might be a little cooler this weekend.
Oh, Christmassy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Get ready for that Mariah Carey special.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. I knew there was going to be a TV network involved with that. In the meantime, do we have any answers for the other House seats and the Senate seat? No. As it stands in the Senate, the all-important Senate right now, it's 48-49, Democrats 48, Republicans 49, but it's expected maybe today, depending on Nevada, it could confirm that Lexalt has won that Senate seat there. So that would be your 50. And then and the Republicans are still hoping for this. If Blake Masters wins that Senate seat, as they're still counting votes in Arizona, they don't have to, like you said, Diener, you don't have to worry about the December 6th Georgia runoff. Or you still worry about it, but at least the pressure's off.
Right. That would be the key. If you can get right. these two out of the way now, where you know you have the opportunity and the chance, then that's what needs to happen. And yeah. trust me, the Democrats know that too. And I'm sure there's a lot going on. Democrats are not sitting on their hands right now just waiting for results to come in. Okay. They know that the Senate, the power of the Senate is at stake right now between Nevada and Arizona. So they're not just sitting there crossing their fingers hoping it's all going to work out.
Oh God, no.
They're working on things to try to get this in their favor. So
communicating with elections officials.
Oh yeah. Hopefully both of these go Republican way. You have the majority right there. And then if Herschel Walker wins, which I still hope he does, then that's the cherry on top. You'll have 52. But don't want to depend on Georgia.
The amount of money and resources, which is the way it should be, going into Georgia now. Those poor folks, though, if you thought like midterm TV ads were bad on TV, they're about to be just attacked with TV ads.
Oh, my gosh.
And radio ads all throughout the state of Georgia.
That's a good point. I feel bad for the Georgians who know, like, all right, I voted for Warnock, I'm going to do it again. I voted for Walker, I'm going to do it again. And now they have to sit there and watch all of those ads for the next month. They were probably so happy they were about to go away, and now the attack ads are going to be back every single break.
I mean, I would expect, and it would be extremely disappointing if the Republicans didn't send a lot of people to campaign there for Herschel Walker. Ted Cruz is going a lot, I guess, which is good as a leader of the Senate.
They should put DeSantis up there. Like, I mean, you're talking about...
They should put DeSantis there.
You're talking about riding momentum? Why not have him go up there and take that momentum up to Georgia?
That's a great idea.
I mean,
you should have DeSantis and Trump head there.
Yes. Neighboring state. Come on, let's go.
He's a Trump supported and endorsed candidate.
He is. I mean, him and Trump have been friends for years, so I'm sure Trump will go back there, but DeSantis, they need to get him up there too.
I heard Kayleigh McEnany say yesterday, if the Republicans don't put every single possible resource they have into Georgia this time, it's inexcusable.
Yep.
There's no one to blame but themselves.
Then there's no holding back. What are you saving it for right now? All the races are done. You can save up more money for 24 as the months go on. Get this one now.
By the way, that's turning out to be apparently like post-mortem as you look at these midterms now and who's to blame and why did the Republicans lose in these lockdown states and all this other stuff. I guess the where the distribution of money was spent for campaign ads and resources was way out of whack. And as much money as the GOP raised, they told us personally, like record fundraising, it's still up to Mitch McConnell to determine who gets a lot of the fundraising.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like this is another civics lesson we learned. They determine who gets a lot of the, as a leader,
as
who gets a lot of the spending in races. Isn't that preposterous?
That is. Please.
Because he's got his own bias to root against Trump-endorsed candidates.
Gosh, I can't believe that.
I hate this whole system. It's disgusting.
And I hate Mitch McConnell.
Oh, he's got to go. Please, God, get rid of him.
That's another guy.
My God. I don't know. All right, so that's where we are in that. Right. Now, let's get to some fun stuff. Getting closer and closer to Christmas. Said it before, but it's even closer than last time. 44 days, 14 hours, 21 minutes, and 26 seconds.
Oh, you're right, it is closer.
Big spending expected for retail, which is fascinating to me because these are tough economic times and people are saying the hell with it.
It is tough, man. But I did. I bought my first present last week.
Did you really?
Did. I bought something for my dad. I tried to get him out of the way first because he is impossible to shop for.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
I'm married to somebody like that.
I say nothing.
I am out of ideas.
Yeah.
Just completely out.
It's harder and harder.
But the Federation of Independent Business says that the Christmas season is a big part of many companies' yearly sales. This is why they're pushing ads so early, obviously. They're trying to make back a lot of pandemic loss money, a lot of the retailers. Even though some other retailers...
Makes sense.
It was boomtown for a lot of them.
It's hard, man. It's like you're trying to make money back, mm-hmm. but you're also working against one of the worst economies in, you know, a generation, so... Right.
But this is happening, and we knew there was going to be a TV partner with this whole deal. Mariah Carey, who is the queen of Christmas, we knew it was coming. When she announced this date, it had to be televised. Now it's CBS.
Oh, what are they doing?
That's the network that bought the rights.
Really? So it is going to be on TV. You were right.
It's going to be TV. So Mariah Carey's got two Christmas-only shows coming up in mid-December, and the big one is December 3rd. The first one's at Toronto. Who cares?
Yeah, just get that one out of the way.
It's America's hat.
Yeah, come on.
that's a mulligan. December 13th is Madison Square Garden. How great is that going to be for an
that's
all
huge.
Christmas show? Merry Christmas to All is the name of the thing, and it is going to be televised. I knew somebody was going to televise this thing. I think it's going to be huge. I really do.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's going to be absolutely enormous for her.
When is the concert again?
December 13th is okay. going to be that one.
So that one, and even for that, you're talking 2 weeks away from Christmas once that is on. Oh, people will be playing it over and over again. It'll be on while decorating the Christmas tree. The Queen of Christmas.
You can't stop her.
Maybe not in my house, but still, she's a big deal when it comes around to Christmas.
You don't like her?
You know what it is? I don't know.
It's too much.
Yeah. I've never been a big Mariah Carey fan anyway. Not that I'm downgrading her talent. She was always very talented. Don't get me wrong. I was just never really into her. And then with Christmas every year with Mariah Carey, I'm more of old school. Give me Bing Crosby and Nat King Cole.
So I guess it's not, how about Perry Como?
I love Perry Como.
How about
I was trying to think of the other ones.
Who are the other ones with the singers?
Yes,
were you always there?
Raycon of Singers.
Raycon of Singers.
Give me Raycon of Singers at Madison Square Garden. I'll watch that all day.
Oh my God, we're days away from our lives being surrounded by that. In the meantime, oh, by the way, it's not going to be live. They're gonna put this all together to make sure everything goes right. It's going to air on Paramount Plus on December 20th.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Which is good timing. That's actually right before Christmas. That'll be good.
Yeah, and now it is. Like everybody, whether you like Mariah Carey or not, it's still going to be a big deal. So
yeah, I guess so.
And I get it; she is the Queen of Christmas. So
you know what? Really, very quietly, it was an incredible comeback for her. She was a disaster a couple of years ago. Remember the New Year's Eve rocking New Year's Eve thing when she just had to like quit?
Yeah, that was bad.
Her voice totally gave out.
I thought her career was over at that point. So she's embraced the Christmas angle because. All I Want for Christmas Is You is really, hate it or love it, it's the biggest Christmas song. It is.
You know what's interesting? I don't even know what her other Christmas songs are.
I know. That's the one. Actually, she has a really good version of Holy Night on that same album.
But she could always do standards, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. There's your Christmas plans all set. December 20th, sitting around the talk box. That's what's going to happen.
There we go.
We got a couple of random things to catch up on first. We have, when we give out the text line on a particular topic, and we'll be talking about the Hooters birthday kid. He's 5 years old at his birthday party at Hooters. The reaction we had on that from the text line. Once we give out the text line, we get random comments like stragglers throughout the morning, too, that we won't see until like now.
Yeah, all these different things about different subjects.
Completely random, straggling text line comments are coming in next.
Yeah,
about nothing. And if you'd like to add to that, 877-850-8580.
I have a bunch of them. And it's just based off of things that we say, and then the text comes in, and, it goes, it kind of floats away into the ether. But, yeah, let's get to them. Just completely random.
Because sometimes people will text in, and they'll just say things like, Obama!
Yeah.
And no one was talking about it.
You're not kidding.
No, they think they were talking to a friend.
That's right.
Anyway, we got that and maybe some headlines, too. It's all coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Hey, South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate you, as always. Just a little quick update. Obviously, this storm is gone. We're fine. A little breezy, but everything's great. In fact, not a lot of power outages in our areas left because FPL did a great job getting people back online that did lose it. You saw an update on local power outages, Diener. It's not bad.
Yeah. It was a little while ago I saw this, so it might even be less now from the numbers that I saw a little while ago. But Indian River County was the highest because that's where it ended up making landfall, just south of Vero Beach.
Sure.
So you're talking about 17,000 power outages in that area. And then after that, it goes down. You're talking about 4,000 to 5,000 in St. Lucie County, up where I am. And then Martin County had about 3,000. And then the further south you go, the less you had, 2,000, 1,000. So thankfully, after all said and done here, it's a nice morning, still a little breezy. And everybody,
You didn't lose power, did you?
No. Which was nice because I was hoping when I woke up in the morning is that, you go to bed and you cross your fingers and you say a prayer that when you wake up, you're still going to have the power going when you wake up in the morning. So. Thankfully, I woke up, everything was fine, and thankfully, a lot of people were in the same boat, I know still thousands is a lot, sounds like a lot, but comparatively speaking, it could have been a lot worse. And
yeah, it's true.
FPL is out there. We've seen the trucks go by all morning here as we look out to 95, so anybody who has lost power, I think it's going to come back on pretty quick.
They're doing a really good job. Yeah. They really are. The state is saying officially, because it, as a blob in a tropical storm, how it's moved inland, where a lot of people are, like Central Florida and Orlando, they're saying more than 300,000 people are without power in the state
Oh, wow.
as of right now because of the tropical storm status. But other than that, we're fine.
Yeah, you know, a few days will be good.
Yeah.
And then we can finally start to focus on Thanksgiving, which is 2 weeks from now, instead of talking about hurricanes.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
In the meantime, how many people lost? Oh, God. I hope they... Yeah. I don't think the power outages lasted that long. Not enough to, like, ruin a turkey if you already bought it.
Ooh. I would hope not.
Oh, that would be a drag.
And if you did,
because they're about $1,000 now.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
God.
Throw that thing in a cooler. Get some ice. Come on.
But we need water. No. Save the turkey.
Save the turkey. It cost me $60.
That's right. In the meantime, check out 850WFTL.com. A couple of different things there. We got the story about, this will put, I think, Pennsylvania in perspective for you. No one can. We're still wrapping our heads how they could possibly vote for John Fetterman, a man who can't put three words together in a sentence that are cohesive because of a stroke. And even beyond that, his policies are so far left and pro-crime, he's insane. Well, don't feel bad, because Pennsylvania also voted for a dead guy. A longtime Pennsylvania state rep was reelected. He's dead.
Yep.
Anthony Tony DeLuca.
Died last month.
He was the longest-serving state representative. He won with more than 85% of the votes cast.
It wasn't like he died the night before the election. Nobody heard about it. He's been dead for a month.
The elections official said, well, it was too late to change the ballot or put forth another candidate, so that's why his name was on there. Oh, yeah? Wasn't too late to research the fact that he's dead!
How do you not? And this is the problem with voters, not only in Pennsylvania, but around the country, whether Republican or Democrat. Stop being low information. I mean, you're that unaware of what's happening around you. You don't know this guy's been dead for a month?
That says it all. That explains so many different things.
We were wondering how Fetterman got elected. This is how.
This is the part that Diener put on the morning show blog, 850WFTL.com. The Pennsylvania House Dems explanation. We're incredibly saddened by the loss of Representative Tony DeLuca. We're proud to see his voters to continue to show their confidence in him and his commitment to democratic values by reelecting him posthumously. A special election will follow soon. They don't care.
No.
They will run a pile of mud in the next election. In 2024, they're going to run mud, and it's going to win. They don't care, because they have the lowest of the low information voters.
Yep.
This is why they've dumbed down America, for this reason right here. That's exactly why.
It's working.
All right, but we also had, here's the other thing in the morning show blog, the controversial story of, I don't know why it's controversial, I think it's fine. These parents are getting blasted. They took their son to Hooters for his birthday. He's five.
Right.
It wound up on TikTok. It got 6.9 million views. Most of them with negative comments, them blasting these people.
Man.
So we put it on the text line, 877-850-8585. Is that okay? We got a couple of comments to go through here, but then we're going to pick up on the straggling comments that make no sense.
I love these randoms that
come in. They come in throughout the morning. Yeah. We should do this all the time, because they make no sense.
That's right.
They're fun to try to decipher.
Yeah.
But mostly, what are people saying about the kid at Hooters?
Well, actually, they were agreeing with us. We had a lot of people saying that, you know, it's the parents' choice. You can't get on them for doing it. Maybe it's not something I would do, like this one person wrote to us saying, you know, maybe Chuck E. Cheese is a better choice.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that's more offensive, that place.
You might get the flu or SARS at Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, most of the people were saying, yeah, it's maybe not the most, you know, the first thing you think of for a kid, but it's up to the parent. Why are we judging them? And I get it. Look, it's a restaurant. I'm kind of in that same boat. Am I going to take my kid to Hooters for his birthday? Probably not, but it doesn't mean that it's like a bad thing to do.
This was the best comment. The day little Timmy didn't want to play video games anymore.
That's a good one. Okay. There was one that was really good, though. They said Hooters isn't the best choice. Oh, no. It was insane. Absolutely nothing wrong with taking the kid to Hooters for birthday party, as long as he doesn't play with the pinatas. That one got me.
We were all thinking it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so since we opened up the text line, of course, random comments come in all the way through. Like we call them the stragglers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they know they're texting us, or we forgot what we were talking about at the time. And they just chime in.
That's right.
So here's some of the randos.
Yeah, just responding to things we might say in the moment. Here is one. The Commanders are still based in Landover, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
That was a response. We weren't sure when we were talking about the Washington Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
They are still there in Landover, so we found that out.
That's good to know, too.
Yes.
Thank you for chiming in, whoever that was.
Gridlock was designed by our founding fathers. Also a good point.
Don't know what that's referring to, but okay.
I'm from New York. I say everything funny. Because they also say... They also said before that they think we're still saying Nevada wrong.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're very confused, but that was a running thing this morning. We're not sure how to say Nevada.
Yeah. This lady who she's a listener in Nevada, texted in and corrected us. She says it's Nevada.
Yes.
Nevada makes our skin crawl, she said.
Yeah, so we don't want to do that.
They have a strong, I've heard that before. They have a strong reaction to that.
Someone sent us a link to watch a video of sharks in the streets yesterday in Hope Sound.
Excellent.
We had seen that. Excellent. We weren't sure what to make of it.
It's good. Good contribution.
That's right. Someone said the worst dressed people are at malls. Good.
Can't disagree with that.
And then we had Ian, not the hurricane, he wants to specify. He said that we should always have the text line open. We agree. He said Jen needs to learn how to put her shoes on correctly while she's out.
Oh, remember that?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And then he said he thinks Brian Kilmeade is boring compared to us. So there you go.
Well, Brian's coming in next. So
on that note.
On that note, thanks for hanging out with us. We got Friday tomorrow. It's going to be fun. We'll see if there's an election decided, and we'll have Friday football picks.
Yeah, baby.
In the meantime, take care.